Yes. Anything you'd like to touch upon today?
Yeah, it might be short.
Yes, okay. Fine.
Because I said to myself that I can't not come again after the miracle of last year.
All right.
You were talking about, I was disappointed that you were talking, I think it was yesterday, about that there's no cure for sorrow, for just being sad with emotions. But I was wondering, whose interest is it in ourselves to keep it, like to... Okay, I know my story.
Mm-hmm.
I know my I know the story that keeps on coming up, and I've seen it. I've been looking at it for, let's say, 2 years now, and probably more. I'm one of those too sensitive that I don't like it in a way. But who's keeping it? It doesn't go away. I mean, who's happy when I'm sad? I mean, why is it staying?
In terms of the story, is it the same one as previously?
I'm tall enough. It's fine.
All right. That was last year's story.
Tell my audience, yeah.
All right, okay.
There's a few, but there's one story.
All right. So, the self and the story go together.
Mm-hmm.
The I... with the pictures, the memories, the thoughts, the ideas, the views, the interpretations and the projections, builds up the story. And the story with the self, the I, involved in it. And the story can carry with it a whole variety of different feelings.
Mm-hmm.
One of them being sadness.
Mm-hmm.
Just a small point here. What I spoke of yesterday was not using method and technique to imagine that as the cure.
What do you mean? Say that.
Method and technique, you know, if I just watch my breath, I do this, if I do that. There is a total cure, but it's not in the world of methods and techniques in dealing with deep feeling. So, there's the story which is going on, and then there is the witness to the story.
Mm-hmm.
You sit here, there. So, you don't have to. No pressure. Do you want to tell us what the story is? No, you don't have to. You're free to say yay or nay.
I think that will increase the... I'll be sorry that I've... There'll be more sorrow that I've shared. That was part.
Yes. All right. No. It's all right. Not nothing. Then just to.
But I could say that it's in the terms of simple psychology, the house where I grew up. Separation, not death or anything. Maybe unfortunately.
Right. The content, the furniture in the room doesn't matter, basically. We can rearrange the furniture, keep generating new stories, just different furniture in a different room, not to be concerned with. Let's stand, as it were, back a little bit here. There is the one, i.e. you, who knows the story. What else is going with the one who knows the story? What are you putting into the story? What is the self, the observer of the story, the witness of the story? What are you making? What are you putting into it? Without telling us about the furniture.
Besides the story?
Into the story.
That makes it...
a problem.
That it will never finish. that it will always stay this way, that I shouldn't expect things to be different. This is who I am.
Right. So there is the story. And the habit which feeds in it to ensure its continuity is it will never go away.
Mm-hmm.
This is who I am, the identification with, and all of that is the wood for the fire of the story.
Mm-hmm.
That must keep it alive. And therefore it is the bringing in of time.
Mm-hmm.
It will always, that means tomorrow, next week, next month, into eternity. And this view and this belief is supported. You support it. One doesn't know why, but one does. And therefore, you shoot yourself in the foot in order to walk.
Mm-hmm.
What makes it just a story? Just a little mental feeling world. What is it? Feeds these stories. All the problems of life have their story, which we require imagination, require projection, require interpretation. What do you think is all that's about? Why do we do that to ourselves?
Make a story. I don't know. It just comes out. I feel suddenly sad because I feel that I'm like.
What do you feel like? Like I'm.
That I'm maybe too present in a way, and I. Also in the meditation, that it's hard for me to stay and just to be, and it has to do maybe with last year's problem of just being too much, just too much of being.
All right.
And then it's unable to be held. So it just comes up. I don't know who's feeding it.
All right. Okay. So something just arises. It's suddenly present, and it's got some pictures, images, stories, events that go with it, and carrying with it and the giving a support is the sadness or whatever it may be that goes with it. What would you say of the awareness which sees all of this and talks about it, communicates it?
It's a good thing, I think.
Yeah, it is. Why is it a good thing that the awareness can sit here and give some description, some presentation of what's happening? What is this awareness that does this? That reveals it so clearly?
I don't know, maybe it's a cry for help, or...
That's a story?
It's the belief that it could change. I want to be also I talked about with Rakefet, I mean, to be far away from the, I mean, not far away, but to see the story and to drop it. That it's someone's feeding it, even in the retreat when I have a lot of joy and I think how things have changed from last year and the years before.
Yes.
But still, in the whenever it's needed, it's all right. There.
Let's put it like this. There is the story. There's a seeing of it. And then the story is, I want to drop the story.
Mm-hmm.
What else is the awareness revealing?
Anger? Maybe?
All right. So
I mean, that it's not fair. Why am I stuck with this story?
Hang on. The awareness keeps shedding light on something you are giving attention to.
Mm-hmm.
Which is more significant? What you give attention to, or that which reveals it? What's more significant? One says, oh, I look at this. Cool the story. Sadness, anger, wanting to go away, projection in time, related to the past, all this builds and builds. And the one constant element through it all is that awareness is revealing it.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Awareness tells you this is what's going on.
Right.
Awareness tells you there's a story upon a story. The second story is I want to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
One story is trying to get rid of another one. The awareness keeps revealing.
Mm-hmm.
Which is more important? That which is revealed, in this case called the story,
mm-hmm.
or that which is doing the revealing? Which is more important?
I guess it's the one keep on being aware and making it the part that's going to take so long.
Now making a story out of awareness. Oh, you love it, don't you? My God, you love it.
Oh, I write.
Eh?
There's a problem with writing.
It's not a problem. You're the problem.
Well, that's the beginning of the story.
That's the soul.
That's the soul.
The awareness sheds light, it reveals. If it couldn't, if it didn't have the ability to reveal, you wouldn't know it, you couldn't talk about it, you couldn't describe it, you couldn't give it such a precise details as much as you wish to reveal. It's your freedom to reveal what you wish. That which is showing it, wow, isn't that something? Isn't it something to be able to share and talk about as clearly as we can, not perfectly, a state of mind? Isn't that something? Don't you feel any, whoa, isn't that something? To hell with the story. What's the shoulders wandering up to the ears about?
I guess it's something.
You guess it's something. Do you realize without it you're dead?
Right.
There's no life without the consciousness to reveal, is there?
Right.
Wow, it's something. It reveals the life, it reveals the event, it reveals the story. It reveals something is going on, it reveals nothing is going on. Whoa! This is consciousness. What it reveals, is it so important? Why not spend the rest of your life revealing this single story? Why not? Wow, is that amazing? Why not? It won't, but what's wrong with it if it continues until you die? It never changes. Why not?
Easier.
Right. All right. Start. Why do we keep wanting everything to go away, drop away, change, make others different, make ourselves different? Keep revealing this. No, this is not good enough. Keep moving the furniture around.
I don't know. Right, because it forces you to change.
But does the awareness keep changing in that way? Or keep saying, oh, this is what's going on today. This is what it's revealing today.
Yeah, it's not changing.
Say a little bit about that. Let's forget the story. We don't care whether it stays or whether it goes. I'm not going to feed it with all this. It must change. I must accept it. I must story. Mm-hmm. What's outside the story? Speak about that. That's much more interesting.
There is trying to go to different places to move.
Yes.
But I think that's part of running away from the story.
Mm.
I'm used to that.
Yes.
Just changing and moving and traveling.
Yeah, it's all part of the... So all that movement, as you say, is...
No, but it has to be a major change, like... accepting the body of wisdom the way it is, which, I mean, I don't know. I don't expect a major change, but I don't know. It's tiring, right? Maybe I'll just be tired of it in the end, and I'll just throw it away. I doubt it, but hopefully. No, I don't mean a major change. I mean something still that will just be.
All right. It's interesting listening to you. It is. We got close to something still, just being, which we're moment calling awareness.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly you were back into all this world of change and major change and maybe it will, maybe it won't, and all the movement was going back and forwards. Again, let's come back to the quiet awareness, which is revealing all that's going on, including all that you communicated. We're not interested in the story. We're not interested in all this comings and goings and all the changes that go on. We're interested in that element we're calling awareness or consciousness, which is revealing it. No, you don't care if the story stays the same, if it changes a lot or a little bit, if there's a big change in it or a little change in it. Awareness will reveal all of that too. But say a little bit more, what is this outside the story which reveals it, which shows it?
What do you mean, me?
No, you are the story. I can tell you.
No, I don't understand.
You made up the self.
What's
is the story.
What's besides? I don't know.
Outside of it. The self is the story.
Right.
Ask somebody, who are you? Oh, I am. My name is so and so. I do this, that, and the other. Blah, 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 blah. This is the self. The self is a story.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a story.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, there's that which reveals the story, which mm-hmm. we are calling at the moment awareness, we're calling mm-hmm. it consciousness.
Okay.
This is more interesting, and it's not of the story, the self is of the story. Speak about the non-self or the non-story.
Should I go?
There's nowhere to go, my dear. Just sit there and tell it.
Yeah, it's something mudita.
No, it's not. No. Forget mudita.
Forget mudita.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have that. That's something good.
All right. The awareness reveals mudita.
Mm-hmm.
There's more important things in life than mudita.
Okay. The awareness reveals life. It's happening.
All right.
Right. It's happening. I'm suffering, and I'm happy, and then.
All right. And the awareness keeps revealing backwards and forwards between the two. We can be incredibly clear we're happy. We can be incredibly clear we're unhappy, and we can be incredibly clear we don't know what we are.
Right.
Awareness reveals.
Mm-hmm.
And out of what it reveals, the self arises and it gives a description of what we are, mm-hmm. what we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still asking, speak about the non-self, the non-story. Don't let the mind, the attention, go anywhere. Now what? Don't let it move into anything. It's a jackpot question.
I'm afraid I didn't understand it, maybe. I don't want to take
my time. No, I'm not taking time.
What's the question?
It's a hard question. It's a very hard question.
No, what is awareness now, this moment?
You said it. What is awareness now, this moment?
Done. At this moment? This moment?
Yes,
I'm very
this red. Moment.
I'm very embarrassed. This moment, everything is fine.
All right.
You got me again.
No, you're good. In this moment, so everything is fine.
Everything is fine.
Everything is fine.
Mm-hmm. Everything is fine.
Rest in this fineness. Just rest in it. Rest in it totally. Okay. Thank you.